Welcome to today's mini podcast episode. Our scripture reading comes from Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 20, 1 Corinthians 8, verse 113, and Mark 1, 21 through 28. This is Ray Martinez. I'm glad you're joining me again today. In Deuteronomy 18, we learn that whoever does not listen to the words spoken in the name of the Lord will be held accountable. It is a call to praise the Lord among all nations. Moving on to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, the passage discusses the eating of food offered to idols. It emphasizes that idols have no real existence and that there is only one God. It also highlights the importance of considering the conscience of others and not causing them to stumble. Lastly, in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28, we witness Jesus' teaching in the synagogue with authority. This sets him apart from the unusual or the usual teachings of the scribes and rabbis. Jesus speaks the truth and confronts an unclean spirit in the synagogue. Despite the demon's attempts to deceive and disrupt, Jesus commands it to be silent and come out of the man, demonstrating his power over darkness. Today, our main topic of discussion is teaching with authority. The synagogue served as a gathering place for the congregation where Jesus spoke and amazed the people with his authoritative teaching. Unlike the rabbis who relied on previous teachings, Jesus spoke as the origin of the word with the authority of the Lord himself. Although the content of Jesus' sermon in the synagogue is not mentioned in Mark's account, we can assume that it involves repentance, forgiveness, and entering the kingdom of God. The presence of the unclean spirit in the synagogue disrupted the sermon, but Jesus silenced the demon with a few words and commanded it to leave that man. The demon, in the attempt to deceive, acknowledged Jesus as the Messiah, but tried to portray him as a political Messiah rather than the true Messiah. This deception is characteristic of Satan's tactics. We are reminded that true faith is found in looking at Christ's death and resurrection, knowing that he conquered by dying and rising again. Even the Roman soldiers witnessing Jesus' death on the cross recognized him as the Son of God. Jesus speaks the word into darkness and he brings light. We must not allow the demons to drag us down or create doubt within us. As Peter warns, the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but we can resist him. Remember, the demon's only tactic is to roar and scare us. Let us hold on to our faith and trust in the authority of Jesus, who has power over darkness. Here's a last thought. Faith is the antidote to the roaring of the enemy. When we fix our eyes on Christ and his authority over darkness, the demon's roar becomes nothing more than a feeble attempt to intimidate. Stay steadfast in your faith, for the power of God within you is greater than the noise or any noise the enemy can make. Thank you for joining me today. Stay strong in your faith and tune in for our next mini episode.